It's that time in the show where we bring in Mike Benard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas, for Inside the Numbers. Mike, how are we doing this week?
Doing great, Coach. It's always good to be on with you. We have a pretty good card to go over this week.
We do. What did you think about last week, real quick? We didn't get a chance to visit with you earlier in the week. What about last week's games? Anything jump out at you as surprising after the week was over with?
Ohio State is spot-proof. By that means they were in a dead spot, and they could have won that game by 70. I think after the weekend, it seems to be upsetting some people that Clemson keeps dropping, defending champ, but that'll all take care of itself. We know that Clemson can't afford a loss this year because the ACC's down. Those are the two things that stand out for me.
Let's start with tomorrow's noon kickoff on Fox. Number 13, Wisconsin, going into the horseshoe, taking on number 3, Ohio State. The last time that these two teams met was the 2017 Big Ten Championship game. Playoff spot was on the line then. Ohio State won 27-21. This game has lost a bit of its luster because the Badgers blew it at Illinois last week. No other way to say that. But this game still has a lot of ramifications. The result does. The Badgers, they're going to be relying on the legs of Jonathan Taylor, as always. The Buckeyes, Justin Fields, the transfer from Georgia, he's accounted for 30 touchdowns so far, 22 in the air, 8 with his legs. And by far, this is the toughest game of the season that Ohio State's had.
It should be, yes, definitely. And Coach, odds makers and handicappers in Vegas, we consider Paul Chryst a top-tier coach, but he was downgraded after last week's loss. Illinois got into field goal range with 33 seconds remaining. One of their final possession, Wisconsin should have been milking the clock, and instead they snapped the ball with 11, 8, 8, and 7 seconds. I know they threw an interception, and people are asking, hey, you're Wisconsin, why'd you throw it? But more importantly, if you are going to throw it or run it, you have to milk the clock. It was just they're Wisconsin, and Paul Chryst is better than that. It's blatant incompetence. We see it every week. Coaches do not know how to finish these games, and it's usually just simple math. Ohio State, I mentioned earlier, they're spot proof. They were at Northwestern last week, a tough place to play on a Friday night, and they blasted Northwestern 52-3. They win and cover in good spots, bad spots, it doesn't matter. And that's why they've covered 6 straight conference games, and they've covered 8 straight over teams with a winning record. So they not only cover against the bad teams, they cover against the good teams as well. I break this game down, and Wisconsin plus 2 touchdowns looks like the play due to the 14-point spread, but my gut says the Bucks continue to roll. Ohio State's 9-1 straight up the last 10 in the series, and they've also covered 8 of those 10 meetings.
Yeah, Mike, it doesn't seem like that Ohio State has missed a beat going from Urban Meyer to Ryan Day. You have to give Ryan Day props for coming in and just getting in the saddle and keep on riding the horse.
No doubt, and the defense looks better, and plus the team chemistry, it seems to be much better now that Meyer's gone.